The Torah is Yahweh's word, so it is our faith. Faith cometh by hearing the word. Faith cometh by hearing the Torah as well. Psalm 119, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the Torah of Yahweh. A few other excerpts from 119. It's the Law of the Psalm. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Yahweh, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. Judgments meaning the feast days, found in Exodus 22. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimony, as much as in all thy riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold a wondrous thing out of thy Torah. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. Verse 30, I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Yahweh. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Psalm 119, verse 32. Yahweh wants to make a better life for me and for you. But if works do not save, why bother with him? Church attendance, tithing, singing, and soul winning, if they do not save you, if they don't save, then why bother? We are saved by favor, and works do follow. They follow you. But the psalmist there said that the Torah is for our good, so why fight the law? My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. The proud have dug pits for me, which are not after thy Torah. Forever, O Yahweh, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. I hate vain thoughts, but thy Torah do I love. Just like Paul, David, who is still in the grave, who awaits there, according to second chapter of Acts, is esteeming Yahweh's laws, lifting it up, is not saying, well, it was such a burden. I can't wait to get to New Jerusalem so that I will no longer have to worry about the law of Yahweh. That I can, you know, be in sexual immorality. That I can rip people off. That I can do some backstabbing. That I can gossip and whisper. No, of course. Well, that's just common sense. Don't do those things. Yeah, common sense is, what, don't eat pork? Is that common sense? But that's in the law. Sexual immorality is in that very same law, just one verse away. Sexual immorality is right away against the eating of unclean animals. Noah knew about the clean and unclean. See the book of Genesis, chapter 9, or is it 6? Don't walk away from freedom and liberty. Why fight? Or go ahead and see what happens as you reap what you sow. But we need our freedom and liberty, and Messiah gives that to us. He shows us the way to walk, and he can help us do that with the Ruach HaKadosh, the Spirit. The Torah from Bereshit, or Genesis, to Devarim, Genesis to Deuteronomy, is Yahweh's love letter to us. Actually, the whole word is his love letter, but I'm not going to, the book of Leviticus is not addressed to Levites, necessarily. It's addressed to Yisrael, and who is Yisrael? Those were grafted in to the good olive tree, Romans 11. Someone will say, we are not Israel. We are the church. Let's see. That leaves very little scripture left to apply to us. Romans 11 informs us that non-Jews are grafted into the olive tree, our Messiah, not by works. We are immersed into him and have a covenant relationship with Yahweh, the Eternal. I've heard some believer, I thought he was really on fire, but he said, Yahweh doesn't have a covenant for us today. We're between covenants. Yeah. Well, then that means just don't even try. Don't bother. Don't keep these feasts. Don't do any of this stuff. Now go ahead and eat eat the unclean animal, the abomination, and pray over it first that it will be clean, right? I know you wouldn't. Most of the Gentiles were killed off thousands of years ago, so the rest of us, we are Ephraim. We are the northern 10 tribes. And, of course, our southern friends, the Jews, from way down south, the southern kingdom there. Simply put, Yahweh says the Torah is how a saved believer walks. Jeremiah is a good lesson for that if we read the entire book. And then it would probably take me a night or two to read that. Oh, I enjoy that book. And then there's those pages in Hosea that we read earlier here, the two files ago. I think it was called the List of Sins was the name of that file. But Yahweh, he says in Psalm 19 that the Torah is perfect, converting the soul. Romans 1:18 and 1:30, chapter 2, chapter 3, 31, 7:12, and Hebrews 4:4, as we pointed out, uphold the law. Oh, yes. Yahweh wants us to keep his law with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. If we believe in him, if we want to walk his way, then, you know, the rest remains for us. It therefore remains a rest unto the people of Yahweh, the seventh day. That's in the book of Hebrews in the New Testament. Hebrews 4. Our reasonable service is to present ourselves. Romans chapter 12, present ourselves pure and separated. That's chapter 11. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living offering, pure, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. You present your bodies a living offering. So my body is offered to Yahweh, and that includes my resources, my time, that I'm offering up to him. And be not conformed to this world. You know, we don't need to copy its music or its dress to save people. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh. For I say, through the favor given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as Yahweh has dealt to every man the measure of faith, having these gifts differing according to the favor that is within us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry. That's in chapter 12 of Romans. 1 John 5:3 says, what is love? Love is keeping Yahweh's Torah. What is transgression of the law? It is breaking of Yahweh's Torah. Leviticus 19:18, and back in the old Testament, says, love your neighbor as yourself. No, it's not a new commandment. It's not a new commandment. Leviticus 19:18, of course. To love our neighbor is commanded also in 1 John 4:7. We have to look at Torah to know what love is. I mean, the quality of love, you know, with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we know that's the quality, the intensity of it. But what, do we actually do anything? Or do we just have a great emotional feeling about someone? And then we just help them in an indiscriminate, non-defined way of, well, I'm going to give him a fishing reel. Well, maybe that'd be a mistake. Maybe there are no rivers or lakes around. But I think it'd be a great idea for me to give him a fishing reel, or maybe that 95-year-old woman, she'd just love to have my fishing reel. It was my grandfather's, you know. We have to have a definition. We have to have criteria for how to love one another. We can't just, you know, go out there from day one and go off the, like a bull in a china shop. No, that's wrong. We have to look at the Torah to know what love is, unless you're a new thinker from the hippie 60s who would tell us that if you had to define the word love, then it isn't love anymore. Have you ever heard that? Well, I have. If you have to define love, then it isn't love. But Yahweh has it all from Genesis to the Revelation. It was right there. It's Going to be putting the scriptures up on the website. That'll be really neat to just look at the actual, a copy of this Torah. And somebody said, well, you don't worship, you don't praise the Torah, you don't get down on your knees and kiss it and embrace it. Well, I don't know whether I would or not, but, you know, that's beside the point. You know, we love the one who gave us the scripture, who inspired those writers, who died, who they gave their life. And they were martyrs. The translators, the King James Version, do we have any martyrs here from the NIV? Or even the Living Word? Has anybody died for that? But they died for the King James Version. But it's not perfect. You know, 7,000 mistakes in there where they got the title L-O-R-D wrong. It should have been Y-H-V-H. But that's a, you know, secondary issue should now be on hold. If the scripture is clear, now, if we've got our history right, we need to be clear. Think about the prime directive. Get Yahweh's name published to the heathen. Yeah. Get YHVH. We have proven that that is his name here on this website from the, what is it, the 18 different references. And there's 24 or more references. But we need to be clear in interpreting the scripture. And if something is vague, we need to be vague. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was, or the Word is Yahweh. John 1:1. Yeah, this is the Word that we're discussing here that people argue about. They say, well, don't worship the Word. It's just pink. It's pink. Yeah, some of it's red. But it's just black and white letters and ink on the page and all of that. Well, what's their concern, anyways, that we'll be in love with the with this paper here? Oh, I love this page. 360. Oh, I'm going to worship it. Oh. I won't do that, of course not. But that's what they're trying to infer, that I would fall in love with the ink and with the paper on there. That would be, you know, that would be insane. Just like Zeitgeist, that German internet video. But before we do that, what parts of the Torah are invalid for today? I don't think there's anything that's invalid. The so-called sacrifices or offerings were replaced by our Messiah's one-time offering and last final offering. There was no mass or anything after that. It was by his offering and by his, you know, Melchizedek priesthood that he brought us into this relationship, this new covenant relationship with him, when he writes his laws into our hearts and minds and inward parts, and where we better not forget them. But what parts of the Torah are valid for today? I'm thinking about that John chapter 1. Where Yahweh is the Word, in the beginning was the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word is Yahweh. Which parts of the Torah? One does not even need to run to Matthew 4:4. Man is not to live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of Yahweh's mouth. Matthew 4. Because the summary is above in John 1:1. The summary about what parts of the Torah. The Word was with Yahweh, and the Word is Yahweh. John 1:1. I say, you staked your life on that, to live by the Word. Is there a verse in Leviticus which no longer applies to us? I'm not about to remove any scriptures, for then I should be trying to remove Yahweh. He is the Word. And big things are coming down. They're coming down at any time. We're gonna drop like a tin turkey any day. The beginning of the reign of terror, which many of us rightly deserve, and many of us are rightly prepared, we have Messiah. Is there someone out there you should send the great news to? For those of us who are true believers, who basically, that our hearts are earnestly intent upon serving and pleasing our Master, there must be somebody out there, maybe another religious person, you're the first person that ever taught you about Yahweh. You can go back to him, and you know, he'll put up a big smoke screen and argument and objections and exceptions and objections. I'll say, well, Father Stone or Pastor Plaster, I give you Barack Obama. That's what you deserve. Is there someone out there who needs to hear the good news? It may be the last message that they will ever hear and the last message you may be able to send. So let's get the good news out there. Now the German movie, blames Christianity, and rightly so in many aspects, because they did derive much of their tradition from paganism, that it blames them for world problems. The movie is called Zeitgeist. I'll spell it later. You can see it on printed on the website in HTML or something. Right on the web page, you can read. It claims that the Christians derived all their faith from pagan religions. Now, if you're messianic and you don't necessarily call yourself a run-of-the-mill Christian, then it still does concern you because it's challenging your faith. You know, back to the beginning, back to Genesis, criticizes the word that the Hebrews just got it all from the Egyptians. And then they made up the rest and came up with the Talmud and the Kabbalah and so on, and the scriptures as well. Well, I'm not saying that you ought to go out there and see the whole movie or even any part of it, but you should read the reviews. They're found on Sermon Audio, sermonaudio.com. And anyway, this concept of Christianity derived all their faith from pagan religions is a different twist from the theory that paganism was brought into the faith about the time of Constantine in the 4th century. Well, it's actually a historical fact that Constantine brought paganism in there and merged the true believism with the paganism. There are a few speakers who have researched the New Age movement and the Zeitgeist movie. If you wanted to be enlightened as to where the world gets this "we all evolved from the sun" idea, I recommend the Zeitgeist link. It's going to be up there on the web page. It's already there. I think the world gets better. You'll find it, and it's also right here connected with this audio file. I will post it. I recommend the Zeitgeist link. Not everything in there is recommended, so you've got to be cautious. It's just a reference. So that, you know, they come from a different part of the religious world, but they're Christians. They're Christians. It's excellent review, and may challenge your beliefs too. May Yahweh guide us all as we disarm the lie of Hasatan. And if the audio presentation seems bad or intense, you can view the printed section only. There's a way to do that in there, hopefully for free. The address is sermonaudio.com, and then there's a slash search and so on. Well, and the last word will be Zeitgeist. You can put it into their search engine, sermonaudio.com, and then search for what? Put in the Zeitgeist. And that probably went right over your head if you're driving along or taking a shower listening to this. But you can. Anyway, you can play it again here, or play the MP3 again that I just did. Or you could look at the text that should be right next to the where you click on for the audio. Pick up the scriptures and spend 10 minutes today. Get ready. These could be the last times. It's certainly the last chance we'll have to talk to many people, because they're too old, they'll be dead. We need to be ready. But at least for the USSA, it's probably near the end of all things. As we know it, things are going to take a drastic change, and that's that opinion is not just mine, but it's there's thousands and thousands and thousands of preachers. They're all saying the same thing, that the USA has come to an end. You know, and I don't think that the Republican Party and the Tea Party and all that is going to straighten things up. We need to straighten up and fly right, get our spiritual house and acts in order, read the Word, read the book of Jeremiah. This is Stefan Yah. Thank you very much for listening to this that the Torah and about the word today, the Torah and our faith. Hallel Yahweh.